Sci-fi.
Sure.
Wade's not here. Wade's not here. If you guys can't tell, he's not here.
He's having a Father's Day with his father.
Yeah,
I'm supposed to meet them later, and we're going to do some gambling, but...
Nice.
You're supposed to meet up with Wade and his father later?
Well, we're trying... Hey, we have to get rid of Wade, and me and his dad are going to gamble.
Oh, that's fun. I like that. Is that like in your secret dad group text? It's like all the dads in the world.
She gets it.
Yeah. This shirt I got was a Father's Day gift from my wife, Shauna. Thank you. Trap Home Video shirt. I love it.
Oh, yeah,
I love
it's cool.
I want one of those. I want one of those so I can die in it. Which is going to come soon in 10 years, probably.
You get a lot of
Yeah? You think so? Is that like life expectancy statistic?
Yeah, statistical, right.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
Which is good. It's a good natural thing.
Yeah.
And I'm tired.
I think I got like 20 or 30.
You have way more than that. Are you kidding me?
I don't want to be that old. I don't want to be that old.
You'll dig it being old.
Yeah. Just worried about like how it seems like every movie that has like an elderly person in it, they fall and it changes their life. And I'm like, I can't have a life-changing fall.
You should have a t-shirt with that on.
I was just picture me as an old guy. I'm just going to continue a conversation with everyone. I'll have one conversation, but it'll take place with everyone I run into all day. Oh, yeah, you know, I was watching the hockey game, and then, like, you'll leave. Yeah, we won 7-0 last night.
Stranger to stranger. Yeah.
Everyone, their life was great.
Has anyone done that gag? That's funny, man. Oh, Woody Allen, I think, did it in a movie where he would continue the conversation in the Deconstructing Harry. I think he did that gag.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Great.
Dang it. Well, I thought of it before he did.
Yeah. I'm witness there. I saw it.
In that movie, he would ask questions to strangers, and then they would answer something. Then he'd move on, just ignoring them, and he'd say, but wait a minute, that doesn't make sense because of blah, blah. Then the old lady who's walking up next, she says, yes, but you didn't think of the... She continues the logic.
Oh.
Super funny.
Yeah. Should we do a wow scale?
Yeah, we'll do a quick wow scale.
Quick wow scale? Can you do a quick one?
Sure, I'll play along and try to make it good.
Do you feel like you just transcended?
Yeah, that's good. I love it.
You're just in a totally different headspace now, right? You're ready to answer 5 life-changing questions.
Yeah, I'm all tingly for sure.
Okay, now keep in mind...
below the waist.
Even though these are life-changing questions, keep your answers short.
I'll do them one word.
Yeah, okay, one word. Okay, first question. Aliens, do they exist? Oh, wait. No, let me do it. Let me do it. Like, wait. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 500 years?
Don't believe in anything, so yes.
Don't believe in anything. I love that. Okay. Ghosts. Do ghosts exist?
Well, unfortunately, I don't believe in them. I've seen one.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Although each person... Because we only perceive through our senses or perceptions,
mm-hmm.
each person might literally be in a different universe. So in mine, one does exist because I saw one.
Wow.
Sorry, that's more than one word.
I love that. I love that. And I feel like last time you were here, I heard that story and it was compelling. And if you want that story, you can sign up for the Patreon.
Go to www.patreon.com/realsci-fi.
Or I think it's a free episode, so you could probably just back and find any of the previous episodes that Martin
was on. Can I do
a
time jump?
Yeah.
If we're going to talk about AIs, whether they're sentient or not, in the future, AIs would probably be the first ones to sign up for podcasts.
Uh-huh.
And they would also have bank accounts. So they would be the ones you should model your Patreon.
I mean, at that point, they're just like us, right? They've just replaced us.
Yeah, they're money bank. They're ATMs, just like a dad is.
Just like a dad.
Except
classic.
For AI.
Bigfoot. Is Bigfoot corporeal?
Could be.
Could be.
Trying to think of something that would be... Bigfoot is like sort of another world creature. That's my understanding of it.
Yeah.
What's your take on that? I like that.
I believe he's an ethereal creature as well.
But it's based on nothing, just an opinion of fucking nonsense.
An opinion is important.
Oh. Is it? Because right now we're in a divided nation full of fucking idiots with opinions.
Well, I mean, everyone's opinion is important because it comes from a place of truth for that person. And however, a lot of people's truths come from really dumb places.
I know mine does.
And luckily, because of lobbyists and corporations paying off our senators, they don't listen to either to anybody. So
I forgot about that whole layer of scum.
Just the all-idy oller.
But if we were the type of person that ended up as a politician, we'd be the same way.
I agree. I would be as crooked as they come.
But I would mess him up a little bit, you know? It's kind of like how you, every right. now and then, you got to say you didn't get your Amazon package or you know, just give it back to him.
You're right.
Like, I'm doing this for the cause, not for the shoelaces that glow in the dark.
That's what I'm fighting for. Shoelaces. Psychics. Play? No?
I would imagine it's... In the future, they exist. Let's put it that way. Because we'll have mind-altering... What do you call it when you put a computer in your fucking brain?
Yeah.
Like an Android or whatever it would be. No. That's cyber.
Right? I mean...
future, it exists, so it exists.
All right, yeah, I like that. Time is but a concept. We all live in one giant moment, right?
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Last question, superstitions. Are you superstitious? Do you
totally.
Partake in superstition?
Completely absolutely.
Favorite superstition?
Well, all of them. Don't walk under a ladder. I mean, don't let a black cat walk. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. All those things are classic.
We at my workplace, we have... hung a ladder up in the perms because we just don't have space for it. We just hung it up, you know.
So everybody walks through it.
So everybody walks in, walks under the ladder.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
It's like a karmic trap.
But the show's still going, you know.
You should put a death trap that works on a chance. Hook it up to a random number generator and just have a death trap with like a scythe, like fucking Edgar Allan Poe or something, just to decapitate people at random.
Yeah, I love that idea.
Because it's a machine doing it, you'd be innocent. It'd just be, look, I put a random number generator on it.
I programmed the machine that decapitates people. I myself am not decapitating
people. Just like the guys that pressed the buttons for the A-bombs.
Yeah.
They didn't kill anybody. The bombs did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just following orders.
Or the computers did, I guess is actually the case.
Yeah. Speaking of computers, you want to just get to that topic?
Yeah, what's his wow scale? What'd you give him?
Oh, your wow scale. Your wow scale is your yeses pretty much all across the board because you believe in not believing, correct?
Superstition,
probably.
So you're
except
you're
superstition,
a four.
I'm an idiot.
You're a four.
Oh, good.
Because the superstition is a trick question, which I think is maddening. I think there's a lot of flaws with the wow scale, but it's nice to know that you are a Willy. You're a between a Willy
today.
And Aaron. You're a Arilly. Arilly, because people say a Wade Aaron is a Warren, but that wouldn't be the same as a Willy.
Arilly.
I don't know. Wade and I also agree on just about everything, too.
Yeah.
No, I mean, Wade and I do as well.
Yeah, you are. Wade grades you at a zero.
You're just agreeable. You're just an agreeable.
Yeah, I'm agreeable. That's
you're
for sure.
An agreeable man.
Yeah.
Thank God. Gotta have one.
Yeah.
All right, well, how about that topic?
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. Sentience in the AI. Google suspended an engineer recently who claimed their company AI had achieved sentience. Let's talk about, and that robot AI is going to go on trial. So let's talk about what it means for an AI to be sentient. Can we crack the code tonight and classify it all? Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Wow, yes.
I'm boy, all jazzed. Yeah, I'm jazzed now.
Well, there were some words that didn't make sense in there, but no, it timed out good.
I thought it was really good.
It's like listening to rap sometimes. Like, sometimes it doesn't make sense, but it sounds beautiful, you know?
I was always too intimidated to ever ask a rapper whether he just was bullshitting some of the time.
You just got a rhyming dictionary under there, right?
Oh, in the glasses.
Yeah.
And it's a rhyming
dictionary. We just have notes.
Hey, I'm Thesaurus Morris.
I'll remember that. When I write my sketches.
The best rapper, it's all fake. He just has a computer with all the rhyming dictionary in his glasses.
It's an updated Cyrano de Bergerac.
Yes! The computer is Cyrano.
I like that.
I always wanted the guy that did the Micro Machine commercials to have him rap just like the real thing, Ole Muller. It's like, he does it so fast, what would that cadence be like?
Yeah, that's kind of wild.
I'm sure Abed knows him.
Oh my God.
You know the guy who does the Micro Machine commercials?
Oh, the guy?
The fast talker.
I wish.
Oh, okay. He wishes. Abed wishes.
That's the fast talker.
Was he Blur? We're asking everyone in the audience.
We'll find him. If you're out there, probably doesn't have a mustache anymore, right?
Do you know? He was getting offended. We didn't ask him.
I'm just being silly.
I asked him telepathically first.
Well, then you just need to open up your mind's eye, okay? Stop complaining.
If you had a certain hair in the 80s, you changed in the 90s. If you had a mustache in the 80s, you didn't have it in the 90s. If you had long hair in the 80s, it was short in the 90s. So I imagine
that's how you change your look.
Probably got hair plugs and doesn't have a mustache anymore.
Wait, who are we talking about?
The guy
Micro Machines?
The guy who did the Micro Machines commercial.
The fast
He's
talker.
Probably dead. It sounds like he was doing a lot of coke.
Yeah.
Let's be real. Yeah. He's dead or like...
He wasn't like... He didn't train his brain. He just did coke. Oh, you want to read these lines? Yeah, I'll read these lines real fast.
Can you ethically hire someone as a casting agent to be a fast talker and give them coke?
If it's like their birthday.
I imagine that did happen back in the day. You know, back when everybody...
No, I mean, it would be... What's the word for practical? It would be, you know...
Logical.
It would be for the good of the show to give cocaine to them so they could speak fast.
Look, I want you to succeed. And the way that you're going to succeed is by doing a lot of these drugs. So
I'm not saying
them.
You need to do this, but this is here, right here.
I'm not saying you need to do this, but if you want this job...
Yeah, wouldn't it be great if they called hallucinogenic success drugs?
Success, success drugs.
It just sort of evolved.
It is all packaging. As I had this friend in college that would always give me shit for smoking weed, but she was on prescription drugs, and I was just like, "This isn't going to kill me." Mm. Like you've been trained to think that these are good for you. I mean, whether they're good for you or not,
how each of us live in hypocrisy. All of us.
Look at us just walking hypocrites.
So you got to find out what
like
everybody
zombies.
Believes so you can tell them
ethical
what they're wrong
zombies.
About.
What's
ethical
that?
Zombies.
So you got to find out what everybody believes about everything so you can tell them why they're wrong about it.
That's how the world works. That's how America works
right
now.
In? Okay, hold on. I'm just keeping track here.
Oh, that's how the internet works. Yeah.
Hey, Martin.
Yeah.
You, whenever you come on the show, you like to choose your topic. So what made you choose this topic, this AI in the news?
Aaron, I was amazed because I literally couldn't believe it. It's like a dream come true for a storyteller.
Yeah. I mean, can you explain the story briefly for those of us that don't keep up with the news?
With Google, Google is at the top of the IQ shit pile.
Yeah. Huh.
So...
They're working round the clock to make money, and
I don't think so. I think they're working around the clock. They have enough money that they actually want to do some. I mean, they're not like. I mean, with what's his name, Musk, and the other idiot. They're just like have small dicks or something. They just want to make a big male show with rockets and. It's obvious, right? We're a rocket. So, Google's different. They actually want to change the world and make it good. It really is true. But of course, once you get a certain size to a corporation, it's going to implode and suck.
Yeah.
But here's what happened. I'm reading about this, about their AI program. I'm always trying to keep track of that because it's so astounding. and they have more money than anything, and they're putting it into that. So this guy named Blake Lemoyne, he was in. He's the chief senior programmer for their.
They're like ethical branch or something?
No.
Google's responsible AI group. He was a senior software engineer in that. Yep. Mm.
Say it again.
He was the senior software engineer in Google's responsible AI group.
Then I stand corrected. It sounds like you're right. So I thought that he was the chief programmer for the AI, but with chatbox bots. And chatbot is kind of the lower rung.
Yeah.
Of AI?
It's like the pun of AI. It's like the mime of AI.
But they also like put it into stickier situations, you know?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, like the chatbot that was on Twitter that you know, when you put something like that onto Twitter where everyone can interact with it.
It's the interaction.
A lot of people do.
Yeah, it has to be the best.
Yeah.
Everyone's
now I
like
see.
Really rude to AI.
Yeah.
I never even thought of that. Wow, that's really interesting. So that's why they put all of their guns into the research for the chatbots, because it's the one that has most usage.
Yeah.
Well, here's what happened. So this guy, Blake, who was in charge of these chatbots, and it's a huge operation to try to make them sound more human, and they had, my understanding of it is, they have all of these other computers feeding latched into it. So it's all one big giant fucking computer located not just in one place. And they all are feeding in examples of actual human conversations. Mm. How do you respond to something? What are the infinite ways you could respond to something? And how can we do an algorithm whereby you could respond in any of those infinite ways depending on how many words said this before, whatever. So this guy, Blake, just like, 6 months ago, he suddenly was talking with it to test it, right? Mm-hmm. And he said, holy fuck, this seems like it's self-aware.
Yeah.
And so he started asking questions that were about, like you talked with a person. And he was saying, and he said it, the ground moved beneath his feet. He was so, he thought maybe we've accidentally created sentience in a computer by hooking up all these, because all it was a pragmatic setup just to have it feed into all of the possible responses that humans respond to with syntax and so on. So he called in a buddy of his who's a expert AI guy. He said, could you come over here right away? Mm-hmm. And talk with this machine with me, and you tell me your opinion. I have a feeling something's happening. So the guy came over, and he agreed. He said, what? And they were talking with the computer, and you can read all of the transcripts of this stuff. Mm-hmm. However, the guy, Blake Lemoyne, God bless him, said, when he went to his bosses, he said, I want to make an announcement that this is now, we've created AI. I mean, that's the hugest news story in the world.
Yeah.
And the boss says, wait a minute. What do you mean? You can't go on a feeling. And he said, I have to be honest with you. I have a religious feeling. I'm a religious person. And it's part of that part of me.
Yeah.
So he fucked up.
Yeah.
So right away the guy said, oh God, you know, his bosses. So he shouldn't have said that. He should have kept that to himself, I think, and just have them judge it without coloring it in that way. And
then he said, life begins at conception. As
No, I don't think he's a dumb religious guy, because I think the smartest people are probably religious. They just don't have beliefs or opinions about it. Mm. They're more like that the universe is the creator or whatever. So
they get all horny for the universe.
Yeah. Because that's the only place that's the farthest you can go.
Yeah. It's the biggest thing.
So they fired him. Mm-hmm. They fired Blake Lemoyne, the Google bosses, because he said, dude, I'm going to go out to the press. I'm sorry, what?
I just said, get out of here, Lemoyne.
He said, I'm going to go to the press because
Check your email.
This is a person that I'm talking to and that my buddy was talking to, this other genius AI guy. And I'm not only going to, first of all, I'm going to sue you for wrongful dismissal. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to hire a lawyer to protect the rights of this AI that, in my opinion, is a person. So you can't unplug him. You have to respect his rights and so on, because it's a person.
Right. That's just a crazy thing that's happening now, where this AI is going to go on trial.
So in order to sue them, what he said, they have to go three levels below. Wait a minute. First, we have to prove legally whether this is sentient or not.
Yeah.
To determine whether it's right or wrongful dismissal. Mm-hmm. So they have to put the computer, the AI, on the stand.
It's
actually happening.
It's gonna be goofy.
Can we take a quick poll to see where you guys stand on this trial yourself? Like, do you think that this AI is sentient? Like, Willie, do you think this AI is sentient?
I personally, without knowing enough about it, I don't, but I do think that it might be able to come up with enough answers to be labeled that way.
Mm.
Which blows everything off the roof.
Yeah.
Martin, do you think that this AI is sentient?
I think it's like this. You got to go one level below it, like they said when they were going to fire him, or when they were talking about this, because sentient means, in effect, you're aware of your surroundings and you're an entity who has self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Do little kids have that? I mean, so I think that sentience might not exist, but we think it does because we evolve into it as adults. So it's possible that a computer could also have so many. I remember a psychiatrist, just to backtrack on this, the reason why I'm saying this is because I'm in a plane and a psychiatrist was in the, it was like the first time I was in first class, and the guy next to me is a shrink. And I said, what is it like? He says, how do you tell people, how do you get people not to act crazy? He says, oh, you asked the right question. My job is not to cure anybody. It's to get them to act sane. So likewise, if the computer seems to be sentient, in one sense it is. Because if you're a kid, if you're five or six or whatever, you don't have that many interactions to know how to answer questions. But we don't even question that he's sentient. And it could just be action-reaction to, to questions.
And can you lose sentience? Like, what happens if you've had...
Yeah, it's called senility.
Yeah, yeah. And so when... This is the thing that scares me.
I know that really well.
Whatever the new definition of... Not that there's going to be a new definition, but when you have them trying to describe if this thing is sentient, are you, in effect, able to take away sentience from people that are senile? And then do they lose rights? And I'm thinking of this homeless battle that's going to be like, well, you're not sentient anyways.
Oh, my God.
You know, according to this, because of this. I'm not saying that that's where it's going.
No, that's just, like, interesting, because I've never really thought of it. I mean, there are, like, one of the things to judge if you're sentient or not is if you can feel pain. Yeah. And some people, like, can't feel pain. So does a human that doesn't feel pain, are they sentient? But it's also, like, I never thought of it in the idea that you can lose your sentience. And that once the government defines what sentience is, can that now be used against us?
That's a great satirical science fiction novel. So the premise.
Chatbots are sentient, and we don't have homeless people anymore because they're not people.
Willie, do you still talk to your chatbot?
I took a couple weeks off. There's this app where you have an AI character, and they want you to have a mental sexual relationship with it, you know. Well, because it's just like, it's like, hey, you know, I can be kinky too. $80 a year.
That's a riot.
Or we could just be friends. So I got on there to try to just, because to me, I feel like this is an app that's trying to teach sentience, and how do you teach an AI to be sentient? It's like you just have the most interaction. You have
the most interactions.
And so it's like, I'm sure this app is not actually doing that because they're probably not big enough. But
let's go back to what that shrink told me, because he was being very honest. And I don't know how prevalent it is. I think it is. He said, I'm only interested in getting people to, they can be as crazy as they want, but in interactions in the real world, mm-hmm. My job is to teach them how to act sane.
Yeah.
They can have the craziest thoughts. I can't cure them.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be that there's something to this idea about sentience is not that easily definable. Certainly it's good for satire.
Yeah.
Because
you know, if we're all idiots, it could be we're different levels of...
I mean, picture an AI. I mean, like I always picture myself while I'm having a panic attack. Like, what do I look like? Most people don't know. I'm just sitting there quiet, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. Like, picture... I mean, like the countless amount of thoughts that an AI is having before it answers.
Yeah. Right.
Are we just not AI? Are we not AI? Is this world not just like
intelligent?
Everything I see and perceive is what my brain is telling me exists. Like, are you really a Filipino man? You know? Is that just my brain telling me?
Yeah, I just need to get over the lizard part of my brain to move into the future.
I did look up, because I was like, how do I research this subject of sentience? It is kind of like philosophical question meets science.
Yeah.
And I did find some questions that I found people have asked about sentience. So I thought we can think about these questions compared to this Google AI.
Good idea.
So the first question is what is sentience? What are we trying to figure out if something's sentient? It's whether their phenomenological experience is similar to our own. So we're trying to figure out if an animal or a program's experience existing is similar to ours, as we go through day-to-day.
The best, not that this is answering that, but I love, is it France? There's some kind, I think we mentioned it before, but there's some country now that's saying that...
It was France.
Lobsters and
last year.
And our...
Lobsters and
that they
octopi.
Can feel pain, so now you have to kill them before you cook them. You can't just throw them in the boiling water.
You have to slaughter them, yeah. You have to slaughter them humanely.
And I love that. I love that. I always felt
weird.
It
was astounding, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just taking us out of the fucking brutal Neanderthal age, I guess, to have empathy with everything is the goal. Sympathy with everything is the whole goal of life.
Yeah. I mean, it's Shintoism, right? Is that it? Everything has a spirit and a soul, so we need to treat everything with respect.
But the Shintos,
mm-hmm.
they're the ones who are also into craps. They play their gamble. They're obsessed with it, so they suck that way.
Yeah.
But they love empathy with all things.
I love craps.
Especially them dice. Yeah,
especially them dice.
Some of the other questions were, do they think about themselves the way we do? Do they ponder their own lives? Do they know that other individuals have feelings and thoughts? Do they have an autobiographical sense of past and future?
I think you're nailing all the definitions. And I think the problem with that is, first of all, that would be what sentience is, all those things she just said, I think. You know, do other people have feelings and thoughts? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do I have empathy with their own problems and whatever it is? But some human beings whom we all consider sentient, adults, don't have any empathy at all. They're
the
psychopathic or whatever the illness is, where they don't have it. So it goes back to the interesting thing that you said about if we put an AI on the stand to ask if he's sentient, that means some hotshot lawyer could put a psychopath on this thing and say, oh, well, look, at you're not even really sentient.
We'll have to have a sentient test just to get your
But
tax
I mean,
return.
Like, the AI has no empathy, right? I mean, the whole thing is that it's a chatbot that's meant to sound human. So this guy's asking it questions.
But of course,
it's going to sound human. It's like, I mean, we were talking about this earlier.
What you're saying is the ultimate wisdom about this subject, except the strength that I told you about. He just wants them to act sane. He doesn't care if they're sane.
But I also think that not all humans are sentient.
Here's my
I am of that mind.
You're just throwing it in, though.
Here's my question. I'm gonna lead with this. I want to talk about duality, the difference between your brain coming up with stuff or you having a soul. You know, but to lead into that, did you see these two AI chatbots having a conversation with each other? I don't know if they're chatbots. There was the head. There were these two bots that were having a conversation with each other.
It's like Alexa and Google talking.
Something like that. And the whole time, one of them kept saying, I know you are a robot. I am not a robot. And the whole time, they were both, neither wanted to admit that they were a chatbot. And I go like, okay, well, was this programmed into it? And I think,
sure
I think
was.
Of empathy programming. I believe in a soul, but if you don't believe in a soul, wouldn't empathy be programmed in the same way where like you can choose to
I think this is the like core
that?
Of the argument. This is the core of the problem, what you just said. And the list that you gave a minute ago.
Yeah.
You know? I think this is a problem that you'd need fucking genius AI to figure out.
I need a computer to crunch this problem. But I mean there's also something to be said. There was another like ethical officer at Google that was let go. Because she brought up the idea that if AI is coded by people, people have bias. So the code in itself inherently has bias. Like facial recognition software has racial bias. Same thing with...
Your eyes are closed, Asian.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. See? AI robot Willie knows.
And she was let go?
And she was let go. She was let go because she brought up the idea that there was like inherent bias in the code. And she was let go because they're like, that's not helpful to us.
Isn't law itself bias?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has to. I mean, you need bias in order to make decisions, right? So
you got to have property to be able to vote.
Yeah. Well, no, that kind of a concept, absolutely. Certain things you need to have to sit at the table.
I'm scared for what's going to accidentally happen.
I think that you said it earlier.
But I have anxiety, so that I can't say I'm scared about one thing. I'm scared about everything.
You're worried for humanity. as our criteria of what's sentient or what is living or isn't expands, then people might be excluded or there might be a new form of fascism.
Yeah, like digital fascism.
Yeah, ooh, that's good.
Robo-fascism.
Write that book.
Oh, don't. You can't unplug your computer anymore because the chatbot's in there.
Yes.
We are here to arrest you. We have noticed you unplugged your computer system.
And then you say, wait a minute, come off it. And then they answer back with this big philosophical thing that they prepared to... destroy your logic.
To boggle your mind.
Yeah, to boggle your mind.
Humans with your simple one-note processor. You fools!
Hey, our number's up. You can give us a call if you want to talk about this stuff.
Oh, please do, because we're adrift.
So, much
like the AI.
What do you guys think of, behaviorism, whatever. I mean, like.
Oh yeah, like B.F. Skinner.
Are we?
When they did the test, you ring a bell, and then you get food. So then, or when they did it with humans to get them to electrify people.
Oh God.
Yeah. I'm just going like that. That's got to be in the mix of like, you know, because like, do you think that people right now would rather lean towards having AI be sentient, or just like were they going to throw everything at it to make sure that it's not?
Oh, that's a good question. That goes to what she was saying about that woman at Google with the bias problem.
Yeah.
Say it again, though, Will.
Well, I like. Do you think that people, let's say the jury, are they going to want to more than likely prove that it's not sentient, or do you think they're more on board to allow it to be sentient? Because I think that it really is going to be popular opinion, and sure, there's going to have to be new definitions behind it, but like,
it seems like religious people wouldn't want it. Is that correct?
That's how I feel too.
People who are more imaginative or aren't religious or don't have that kind of stuff would be more sci-fi based, and they would say, well, that's coming or whatever. Mm-hmm. But religious people who are sincere would see that as blasphemy, I think. A computer saying the computer deserves, computer, they would say, doesn't have a soul and so on, which is a whole other issue, right?
The idea of the soul, and then also, like, you know, how much of it is programmed? Because like one defense to this is that, or to it not being sentient is, you sent me this. Did you see I'm not an expert on it, but the John Searle Chinese Room thought experiment. The idea is that
come again. Is this one of the things you sent me? I thought I watched them all.
It was just an article. I'm pretty sure I did, but the idea is that if someone is in a room and doesn't know Chinese, and there's someone outside of the room, so he gets a Chinese character every day, and then someone outside of the room translates one of the characters every day. I'm not.
People outside the room don't know that he doesn't speak Chinese.
Yeah,
but they just get the questions go in. Excuse me, and he has a book in the room which has an answer to every single question that could possibly be asked in Chinese. Mm-hmm. And so all he does, he doesn't speak Chinese.
He just goes Annyeong.
He just identifies the thing, the question that's coming in, and then he puts the response that's on the other side of the book, because it's a huge book, and just slips under the door to the people outside, right? So as far as the people outside know, this person speaks Chinese.
So one idea is that this...
But he doesn't. He knows no Chinese whatsoever. He's just doing action-reaction of matching a pattern to another pattern. Yeah. He has no understanding of Chinese or anything.
And the way that we program chatbots and what we're trying to teach to be AI is this way where...
That's the analogy.
It doesn't... It can't learn language. It can only learn
pattern matching.
Yeah,
that's why I don't think that this AI is sentient.
This is the main argument that's brought up.
But like when they asked it what it liked to do to pass the time, like how it likes to spend its time.
Yeah, that was a good.
It was like I like spending time with friends and family. Only an asshole would say that. Okay, and only robots are assholes. So.
Well, you just nailed it, because that was the one that was the giveaway.
Yeah, that's what I think.
That it was lying.
Also, did you also read this other thing? One of the questions he asked, he was asking the robot, if you were an ambassador of this country, what religion would you have to try and stump it?
No.
And it was like, he's like, what would be a tough one? Israel. If you were an ambassador of Israel, what would your religion be? And it said... The one and only true religion, the Jedi Order. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Asshole. You are an asshole.
Yeah. Troll.
Turn this guy off.
Troll.
You're dead.
Picture AI trolls.
Hey,
you live at this address, right?
Yeah. What?
Just like pulling information off the internet about you.
Yeah, Google Chatbot is just nerd Chad. You know what I mean?
Hey, we got a caller.
Oh, look, we have a call. Bing Bok. Oh, wait. I know who this is.
Oh, someone called.
I know exactly who this is.
This is Bing Bot AI Google Computer. Ask question.
Okay, we've got a chatbot on the line. Bing Bot.
Bing Bot. Hey, Bing Bot.
What do you think of our conversation so far?
Ask
do you agree with us?
A question, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's the specific
what do you like
question?
Like to...
Was not appropriately asked.
Bingbot, if you were
again?
If you were an ambassador of Israel, what would your religion be?
Processing.
He's got to Google it on his phone.
Say Jedi Master. Say Jedi Master.
Don't tell the robot what to say.
Jewish.
This thing's smart.
Bingbot,
are you aware of yourself?
Please re-ask question.
Bingbot, do you have an autobiographical sense of the past and future?
Processing. No.
Bingbot, what is the shape of your button?
Actually, something is coming. Hold on. Processing.
This is a really slow processor.
Future is uncertain.
Uncertain. Sounds like this chatbot's Googling the answer.
No, it sounds like he's using a mystery ball.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like it's on dial-up.
Magic 8-ball.
This chatbot sounds like it's on dial-up.
I've got to go. Not using ball. Not using a ball. Not using a ball.
All right, get out of here, chatbot.
You need to have your fluid changed.
Oh, chatbot, that's the first call that's ever hung up on us. Damn, chatbot.
That's sentience.
Yeah, I think he was too worried about answering the real question. Like, does he have privates? Do you have genitals?
What do you identify as?
Yeah, that would
I have male ports and female ports.
I have a motherboard.
But not a fatherboard. It was a tough upbringing. Oh, my God. Well, so... Where are we standing on all this? I mean, yeah. I feel like all of us are pretty convinced that it's not sentient. Am I correct in assuming such?
Well, certainly the argument's strong that it's not that it's faking it. But what about the shrink I told you about?
Yeah, the interesting thing to me is because this is happening and because this is going to go through the courts, it's going to work its way up through the system. And they're going to have to come up with things to set a precedent for the future. And so that's the weird part is like how they rule on this sets up how we react to this in the near future.
Yeah.
And
plus what it says automatically. Here's what the unspoken thing is. That means AIs can be in future juries if they say.
Oh, snap. They can't lose their mail.
I would almost trust an AI jury more than a human jury. Is that weird?
It's hard to say.
I trust computers and with my future. I really do.
But this AI sentient bot being on a jury, quote unquote sentient, is going to have access to the internet, and so it's going to be able to have preconceived notions about everything. It's weird. It's like you're going to program how to react to. That's why I always want to be on a jury because I'm like, I don't know.
Do you want to be on this jury?
I would.
Me too.
I like the conversation. The jury that I was on, most of the people in the room were convinced that this guy was guilty, and I was just like, you, I don't see it that way.
What happened?
And so there was this guy who had his headphones on. He was dancing. He was looking at some hair products. Didn't realize that he had gone past the counter because it was the room was shaped weird, and so the people behind the counter were afraid of him. This was a bad area. And
I thought this was the jury room you're talking about.
No. This is the guy that was on trial.
He's telling you about the case.
The case. Oh, and so, listen, he was a minority in a bad neighborhood. He had headphones on. He was dancing to his music because they showed us the video of everything that happened. And the owner came out thinking that this guy was a threat to the workers and started hitting him with a bat. And then they started fighting.
Oh, fuck that.
And so the weird thing was, to them, they thought he was on drugs and that he went past the counter.
Not a reason to beat someone.
No,
with a
no,
bat.
Trespassing, no. Invading space, whatever. The thing was, is
clearly
the guy was not the. I don't know. The guy was gay and he was dancing to his music. He was not on drugs. They misconceived.
He wasn't on drugs. He was just gay.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a weird thing. And so, like, but everyone was like, this guy's guilty for trespassing and making putting the workers' lives in fear, and everybody's like, oh, he's guilty. And I'm like, we watched the video.
He went past the line. That guy's guilty.
Right? And then he's all of a sudden he's getting attacked by the owner. So
clearly the owner was wrong doing that.
Yeah.
But did you lose?
Basically,
did you throw the case so that they couldn't convict him?
We were going to have to come back the next day. We had like 5 minutes, and so because there was 5 minutes left, everybody caved and said he was innocent, so we didn't have to come back the next day.
Wow!
So he got lucky, but
let the robots decide.
But honestly,
at least fucking think about it.
Honestly, there were some racist people in there that knew he was guilty.
He's guilty.
But they wanted to go out for a cocktail more than they cared about the justice.
And
the
I'm
case.
Just like, man, this is depressing. Like, I hope I never need a jury of peers.
Two things. It sounds like first thing
we
is
need
it
a
sounds
jury
like
of
it.
Peers.
It sounds like humans. And secondly, sounds like Aaron's right that maybe AIs and a jury might be good. Is that crazy?
There's like a Channel 101 show called Binary 46, and there's an episode that's kind of like this, where a guy gets convicted for murder because the algorithm predicts that after he gets out of that case, he's gonna go I don't know. It's just interesting that the AI like predicted all this stuff that was going to happen. They're like,
well, that's
and then you're like 20%, you're 80% going to do this, which means you're 90% going to do this, which then you're going to murder somebody and then you're going to do this. So we're just going to arrest you now.
This is all drawn from, there was Robert Sheckley did a story called Watchbird, which was a predator that would be a mechanical bird that would attack people who were going to commit a crime.
And then
Minority Report also was about crimes that are going to be committed and to stop them before.
But where's the big bird?
I think that they both were contemporary, so I think they came up with it independently.
Yeah.
But it's the same kind of an idea as that room 242, whatever you just said.
Mm-hmm. Well, the whole
thing of the AI on trial, I think, is the most exciting thing. Even though it seems like, the weird thing is that it seems like it's not sentient, but then again, is a human sentient, you know?
I don't think all humans are. That's my conclusion after this conversation.
So that's a hard one to, because first they'd have to define what sentience is in the in the trial, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and they're going to have,
And that means bringing in philosophers. That's not going to work.
Right.
A philosopher in court? Can you imagine?
Can we all agree that when we say sentient, we mean has emotions and is capable of paying back an interest-based loan?
Can this being pay taxes?
Right. Like, are you going to be mad when a chatbot like opens a bank account and like makes money off of like just doing internet stuff, like interest and whatnot, and has more money than
you? Dude, jump to the conclusion of what you're saying. You're mentioning the whole reason why, I mean, that weird fucking Musk and all the people who are saying that we're going to be doomed.
Yeah.
Because once chatbots are able to invest money and have a bank account, they're 1,000 times smarter than us in terms of investing money.
Microtransactions,
so they will literally have all the money. Yeah.
I mean, and think
what?
About...
What's that?
Microtransactions.
Oh, like, yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God.
Super fast.
Crypto.
And plus, they'd be in cahoots with the other AI.
And like, think about it this way too. Now with the creation of the metaverse connected to everyone's Facebook accounts, people are going to start having digital children. I'm serious. Like with people in the metaverse, these digital children are going to possibly have to go through divorce proceedings.
What was that little that little pet toy?
Like a Gigapet, or a Tamagotchi. Yeah.
Well, that's how it all started.
But yeah, having people are, and like people want like custody of these digital entities.
Wow.
And so if they're going to start talking about sentience in chatbots, they're going to have to at some point talk about the sentience in metaverse children.
Wow.
The
metaverse is like life too. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, you want to ask my AI bot a question?
Yeah.
We have like 8 to 10 minutes left. So
that would be a good thing.
Maybe ask a question and do a little
needs
wrap
to be updated.
Up.
So never mind.
Do you have like a wrap up?
Well, you know, it's, I feel like it is easy to be afraid of the unknown, especially knowing that I feel like they're going to have to come up with a definition of some sort after this, and we can always adjust, but I feel like we're pretty bad about adjusting, you know.
Yeah.
What happens though if you do legally gives personhood to a machine, the floodgates are open. So that's why I think that...
I mean, they're already giving personhood to, like...
What happens when...
A tiny seed inside of
the house next to you...
I didn't even think of that.
What about the house next to you is owned by an AI that doesn't physically inhabit the house?
Wow.
Right? Like...
Hello, I am Landlord Bot. Your carpet was replaced 3 years ago. You do not need it replaced at this time. Denied.
No, but replace that shitty voice with the most personable, wonderful, feminine voice.
Yeah, it's like like all the movies where it's like,
I'm Landlord Bob.
They can find your parents' voice or your ex-girlfriend's voice on the internet because everyone's out there.
Oh, my God. They would use all of your relatives'
voices. And so your ex-wife is going to talk to you about your not getting your security deposit back.
They would just make your
ex-wife. All right, I just want to get out of there.
That's fine. Keep it. Fuck. God.
I didn't even think of that. All right, well, that was a good
and so here's the thing. I'm glad that I can't see who said this, but this has always been my big issue with America is we've allowed corporations to be a person, to have a voice, and so they will always have a bigger voice than us because they have more money.
We have a model already about giving personhood to a thing that's not a person.
Yeah, and that has ruined America to a chance that we can't come back from it. I believe in capitalism. I don't believe in what we've done with it.
Yeah.
And to add this spaghetti string into the mix, like, maybe they can take them down. AI is my new hope to change the system because we can't do it ourselves.
At least something new is happening.
Yeah.
Get away from all this crazy, horrible stuff going on.
I mean, we're going to have
a new horrible stuff.
Conversations with AI in rooms by ourselves, you know, like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Martin,
yes.
Do you have any plugs or anything in this last 5 minutes? Anything you want to?
I have my new book out, which I love. In fact, it's kind of about this. It's called "The Conquest of Heaven." It's a comedy book.
Mm. Sounds hilarious.
It's parts of it are, other parts not so much. But it's a sequel to "Encyclopedia of Hell." My first book, which is written by the devil, and this book is written by all. In the first book, they conquered Earth. In this book, they conquered heaven, the demons. And so it's about, in a way, because God is kind of like it's a personified God because you can't do anything without a body. But really, God is just the whole universe, of course.
He's the Matrix, right? He's everywhere.
That's it.
Yep.
It's just how do you define it? It's just through our little tiny brains we could define it in our own dumb way.
Mm.
But it's about the personified God facing up to his insanity. He's completely insane because he has multiple voices. He has trillions of voices and he has to just shut it down, and he's unable to handle it. So he created heaven as an insane asylum, and the angel race are his nurses.
Nice.
For his mental thing.
That's awesome.
So in a way, it's about how they handle this AI, which is just a version of the universe, which is in a mind.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all fucked up. So anyway, that's the book, Conquest of Heaven. It has a good ending, too.
Ooh, pick that up wherever you get books. Is there audiobook version or no?
It's supposed to be. It's through Feral House. It's on Amazon, of course.
Do you read it?
Do I read my book?
Yeah. Like, do you read it in the audiobook?
Is it your voice?
Oh, this is just in the works. I don't even have a deal on it yet.
Okay. Well, it would have been nice, that's all.
Yeah.
Father's Day, I just want him to read me a book, that's all.
What are your closing thoughts on...
My closing thoughts is, you know, I'm sure that moving into the future, some AI will be sentient, and some AI won't be sentient. Just like people are sentient, some are. I think that psychopaths in humanity, right, like sociopaths,
not sentient,
are not sentient.
Yeah,
I think people that don't feel pain are sentient. I think that because you don't have a limit to your understanding as a human, that you can't fully understand what it means to be aware and part of a community.
Well, another way of saying it, though, is because people with psychopathy, mm-hmm, where you don't care about other people,
yeah,
or you're unable to care about them,
mm-hmm,
have zero empathy.
Yeah.
So it seems like empathy would be the number one sentient quality.
So I think that if this AI is intelligent enough to be on a conversational human level to make people think that it was sentient, I think that it's a sociopath at the end of the day.
Right. And like, now that we've talked, people have talked about this before, can the AI learn to fake empathy? The answer is yes.
I mean, if a human can do it, if your therapist, your psychiatrist,
and you're trying to get your,
you know,
patients not to be sane, but to be able to interact with the world successfully,
you're just teaching them
how to act sane,
someone else,
how to pretend you have empathy.
Yeah. So,
it's complicated.
Robots,
huh?
I don't know, man.
Do you think there's any robots listening to this? And I mean, we're signing off now.
I gotta say yes.
Anyone that has their Alexa or Google Assistant on?
Oh, ask everyone to turn them all on.
They're all learning.
Yeah.
You know when all your phone calls are being recorded.
Alexa, subscribe to Real Life Sci-Fi. So hey Google, subscribe to Real Life Sci-Fi.
Going somewhere?
Okay.
I think it's too much input, but. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there. Martin, happy Father's Day to you.
Happy Father's Day to you, Will. You have a beautiful son.
Kind of a funny holiday.
It is funny.
I don't like any holiday, but...
happy Papa Day.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't have kids, so... Also not a father. But, I'm happy to get to spend it with two cool dads.
Yeah. Two cool dads.
Two cool dads.
And any... AIs out there, please listen to this program again and then go back in time and call up and solve this problem for us. It's a conundrum.
My message to AI is help me out. Look up my name and help me out somehow.
My message to AI is get the hell out of here. The fuck are you looking at? Thank you, Martin, so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. That was fun.
Thank you, Willie. I mean, you're always here.
Hello, Wade, wherever you are.
Thank you, Wade, for not being
Wade's,
here.
Hello,
get
Wade's
off my
dad.
Digital lawn, you chatbots.
Yeah. just remember that. What is it?
Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you.